We are on Daf Kuf Dalet Amid Beis. We have two Taisvus on the previous Sugya. We had learned that Chalos Chutz Loretz, or this is from the Arotzeis, which are Smuchim to Eretz Yisrael, which is Chutz Loretz, is V'nitenes L'chol Koyin Sheyirtze. One can give it to whoever Koyin he wants. Perish bekontris, tafilu einei machzik b'teiras Hashem, one is permitted to give him yitnuloi, that means even though he's an amaoretz, not a chover, yitnuloi chalos chutzuloretz. Ve'einei relari, do ahavi dumye dahanu sheshayna acha mishnezoiz. This Mishnah says that Chalos Chutz Loretz is Nitenes L'chol Koyin Sheyirtze. The next Mishnah, Beilu Nitonim L'chol Koyin Sheyirtze, V'choshev Badayu Azroya Balochayayim Vakeiva. So Azroya Balochayayim Vakeiva is also Niten L'chol Koyin Sheyirtze. One doesn't have to be Nizer and Tume, so it's Niten L'chol Koyin sheyirtze, v'omrinen lekamon beperik hazroya, she'einon nitnois l'mishen emachzik b'teiras Hashem. So it seems l'chol koyin sheyirtze does not include l'mishen emachzik b'teiras Hashem. So how can Rashi say that here it means she'ein emachzik b'teiras Hashem is an amoret? Lekach nira l'rabbeinu Yitzchak, v'hochem mayri b'deleka koyin chover. So Tosfos is saying one vote. And Yisod, l'chol koyin sheyirtze means he's not matzik b'teiras Hashem. That is true. But that is only when there's no koyin chover. That means if there is, that's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds, Nitn l'chol koyin sheyirtze means that Chalos Chutz Loretz is Nitn l'chol koyin sheyirtze. And that Taisvus says Takasha. The next Mishnah says that Zroya l'chayim is Nitn l'chol koyin sheyirtze. And the Gemara says, it should be given to Misha Machzik b'teiras Hashem. So we see it's not a free for all. So the Rabbeinu Yitzchok says, if there is a chava, then one zicha gives to the chava, and that is pshat in the Gemara further by Zroya l'chayayim, and that is pshat. But if there's no chava, then it's nitin l'chol kain sheyirtze. So nitin l'chol kain sheyirtze means when there's no chava. When there's no chava, then it's nitin l'chol kain sheyirtze. But if there is a chava, and that's the Gemara for it in Israel l'chayayim, and that will be our Gemara also. If there is a chava, then you give to the chava. Case number one. Case number two. Inami ika kain chava shehu asher v'nereitza l'kabu. You have a koyin usher that doesn't, not interested in taking, so that's equivalent, so you don't have a chover that wants to take the matonis, and you also can give l'chol koyin sheyirtze. V'afilu reitze l'kabel, now Taisu says a chiddush, afilu you have a chover, he's a chover shehu usher, and he wants to take, matnes kohuna is not something that you sneeze at, so if I can't, you want to give him matnes kohuna, he'll take. About keeping the ein tzarech, but financially he doesn't need it. V'zeh am ha'oretz oni b'tzarech shemetzuvim lach yoisai. There's a mitzvah to support him. He's a koyin oni am ha'oretz. She'im lo yitnu loy. If you won't give him, yitztarchu losis loychulim. You have to support him. He's an oni. Ukemash malon de yochalite. So, because this is amir de kechidish batsim, that means there's zicher a mailer. We see it like this. This, the sinyan of Laman Yechesku b'Toyres Hashem, I think there's two inyonim involved. There's one inyan that he's nizer b'tume b'tare. That's one thing, but that lemaise that was not liyikuve, because we see if there's no chava, so then you give it to him, even though he's not nizer b'tume b'tare. So there's another mile of lemanyeches kubetayres Hashem. The manyeches kubetayres Hashem. There's an inyan to give it to a koyin chava. Israel lechayim v'kevet. There's not negayat tumah v'tara. There's an inyan to give it to a talmud chochem. There is such an inyan, but this inyan to give it to a talmud chochem was only said if you have a talmud chochem around. So then you have to be magdim the talmud chochem to the koyin amoret. The Kain Talmud Chacham to the Kain Amoritz. But if the Kain Amoritz is another Maila, that means he's a bigger Nitzrach than the Talmud Chacham. So then it seems then you could give it to the Kain Amoritz, because there's another, there's a Maila L'man Yechesku B'Toyre Sam, and there's an Inyan of Achzokas HaToyre, but L'idach Yisa, there's an Inyan of Mitzvah Lach Yosai. We can't ignore this mitzvah. So memela, if a person wants to give to a kohen amoret, and there's a mailand amoret, you're allowed to give it. Yochelit and afa pishen boki betuma vetare, loichashin eshema yechlanu bimei tumosai. So that's the chiddush by chalas chutz loretz. That the emison, it has to be eaten betare, this kules, full yoim, but al kabon has to be eaten betare. So on this, chiv to eat it betare, if the koyin amoret is a bigger nitzrach than the koyin talmud chochem, you're allowed to give it to the koyin amoret, and will be soimach that will be yishmerena betare. Avo, that's because chalas chutz loretz is sedad rabbonon. So memele under the rabbonon the kedin, we are soimach that the amoretz will be nizer tidet betare. Avo chalas oretz, but chalas eretz Yisrael. Which there's a daraisa the kedin that has to be eaten betare. Ainu nitenes elu lekayin chavar sheyishmerena betare. Here you have to give it back at kayin chavar. Afilu leka at a kayin chavar. Afilu now there's no kayin chavar, and that's you say the difference. Al yitnenu lekayin amoret. So yamtim at shizam alay kayin chavar. So that means as follows. It seems there's two inyonim. There's an inyon of tuma betare. There's an inyan of Laman Yechesku B'Toyres Hashem, which is not totally in Tuma Betare, because that's relevant afilu by Israel Lechayayim. And there's also in Laman Yechesku B'Toyres Hashem. So the inyan of Laman Yechesku B'Toyres Hashem is if you have a Kohen Chavo, you give it to the Kohen Chavo. If both are the same, let's say both of them are aniyim, then the zichad in kvima leman yechesku b'tayres Hashem. But if you don't have a chava, or by the oni there's a maila of mitzvah lach yoyse, and by the chava there's only leman yechesku b'tayres Hashem, then you can give it to the kain amoretz. But that is only when there's no shayla of la'ochloi betumme min ha-tayre. There's no isatide betumme min ha-tayre. So then, even though he's an Amoritz, we can be same, but he won't need it to be made to Mosai. But when it comes to Chalo de Raisa, then you're not allowed to give it to a Koyin Amoritz. You have to wait till you find a Koyin Talmud Chok. Maskib lo Rav-Sheishis. Rav-Sheishis est akashe. Loi abaye kaporech, elo Rav-Yosef chavei reporech, the perish pekontras. Takashe is, yes, takashe and Rav-Yosef, Rav-Yosef would arrive from a Mishnah. That they only asel talo if achilas losa min atayrem. Dumye, the chalas chutz los, which achilas not losa min atayrem, there's no iser halo. So Rav-Sheishis es takashe, Rav-Sheishis es takashe that it's tainem betainem. So, safilu, bosa oif b'cholo v'zadereise, it's still a gzeire l'gzeire. So Taisa says the kasha of Rav Sheishis is on Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was a chaver of Rav Sheishis. So memele yes to makasha. Loya Abaye. Abaye was a Talmud of Rav Yosef. It's not mistaver that a chaver of Rav Yosef left kakasha on a Talmud of Rav Yosef. So memele that's Taisa's cheshbon. God, we had mentioned the Placey. The Placey says that Maisa Abaye said that the Gzeira is perhaps I'll bring on the table two Ilfis and an Ilfis of Hatbosa, an Ilfis of Hatgvina, Klirishin. He mentioned the Mirin, there might be metabol one and the other, and there'll be an Isser of Bishul, Bosa, Bechola. So we mentioned the place is Moira, Lachera, since both are cooked, we should say in Bishalacha Bishul. So we see from here, Moira the Kechidish, that even though both are cooked, there's a din of Bishalacha Bishul. So the Chassam Sofer brings down this place, and the Chassam Sofer says as follows. He says, that is true. If the Bosa was cooked b'fnei Asma and the Gvina was cooked b'fnei Asma, there was as yet no Bishul of Basa B'Cholov, so this is called a new Bishul. This is a Bishul of Basa B'Cholov. Even though it's cooked before, like Abi Shabbos, if it's cooked, it's cooked. So, say Bishul Acha Bishul. But here there's an issue of Bishul Basa B'Cholov, and before there was no, as yet, Bishul of Basa B'Cholov. The issue is Bishul Basa B'Cholov. But he says, Einach Enami, if you had something that was already in this bashul basul b'cholov, and you'll cook it again, then I'll say, bishul acha bishul. He says, well, here's the pasnish, the concept of bishul acha bishul, because the second bishul is a different type of a bishul than the first bishul. The first bishul only cooked it. The second bishul is machnis tam cholov in the basul. And that's what the Torah asked by bishul basul b'cholov. Dr. Mishnah Vaita. Ha'oif oile imagvina ala shulchan, ve'einoi nechel, dibrei beishamay. It's beishamay holds, not like we heard in the previous Mishnah, osa lahalis imagvina, the inala to be mala, bosa imagvina ala shulchan, chutz mipsar dogim v'chagovim, and the bosa was inclusive, for the bosa oif. The Beishamay says, Ha'oif oile imagvina ala shulchan ve'einei nechel. Divrei Beishamay. Beishamay was matar halon. U'beisilu lo imrim, loy oile ve'loy nechel. Beisilu is machmer. Beisilu say that is a issa haloi, also like the previous Mishnah. Omar Rabbi Yosi, zu mikulei Beishamay u'michumrei Beisilu. So see, the Gemara is going to ask, I mean, that's the Tanna Kamma also said that Beisilul is Machmani Asos Halo. Now the Mishnah continues, Be'eze Shulchan Omru, B'Shulchan Sha'ich Halolov. We're speaking that what we asked, Lalei Sal Shulchan Echad, Bosal Gvina, that's Davke, a Shulchan that he's eating on it. Alo B'Shulchan Shesoidel Olov Es HaTavsho, that he's not eating on this Shulchan, he's just being misadol the tafshulim, leisin zeb etzad zeb einechoshish, and here there's no chash of Allah if he's not eating from this shulchan. ואין אין נחל עם הגבינה. אומר רבי יוסי דובר זה, בגמור הפורך, היינו תנקמה. So what is רבי יוסי מויסב on the תנקמה? בשולחן שאויכל אולוב, דאיידי דממש משיבי יודו, since he's eating on it, so there's a mishmash yadayim on the contents which are on the shulchan, osi lasnuchei zel gabi zeh, so one will be put on top of the other, and there'll be a taruvis, and like the master before, there might be a taruvis that will create bishul, or bring an ufis rusach, and it's mamashmashi zeh bo zeh. The yodeh, the mashmashi be yodeh. Fragt der Gemorre, Rabbi Yossi, Haino Tanekame. Fragt der Gemorre, Rabbi Yossi says the same thing like the Tanekame, that Beisilu was Machmer, Yasad Halo, and Beisham he was Meikol. Vechitema Achila Gufe Ike Binayu. Maybe he'll say that Rabbi Yossi is Moisif, that Afilu, according to Beishamai, Afilu achilas boso ha'oif is muta begvina according to Beis Shammai. As the Tanakhama said, halo is muta, but achilas also. Ha'oila ha'oif oili magvina ve'einoi necho. And Rabbi Yossi is moisiv ne'zu mikulay Beis Shammai that afilu achilas boso ha'oif is muta. That's what he wants to be moisiv in gvina. If you'll tell me that's what he the Omale Rabbi Yossi Achila Gufa Mikule Beishami Mikume Beisilum that Afilo Achila Beishama is Mekum Beisilus Machma. Vasanya we learnt in Abaraisa Rabbi Yossi Oima Shisha Devorim Mikule Beishama Mikumre Beisilum. There are six things that Beisilu was Machma over Beishama. Vizu achas mehen, and the six things he mentions, oif oile imagvina ala shulchan, veine nechol divrei beishame, abisilu oimrim, loy oilo, veloy nechol. So we see clearly that what Rabbi Yossi had said, that vizu mikulei beishame, mechumi beisilu, is the case of the Mishnah, that it's oile veine nechol afilu, according to beishame, and Beisilul holds that it's ain't oila, al koponim. So we're back to the kashya. So what is Rabbi Yossi Maisim on the Tanakhama? The Gemara Hokem Ashmono. The Tana of our Mishnah is coming to tell us who said over this machlokes. Hokem Ashmono man Tanakhama Rabbi Yossi. Kolayma. Dabar b'shem oimroi mevi geula li'oila. Let us see Rashi. Rabbi Yossi oima dvor dvorim yeshacheres harbei. That is about that base pillow was machma. Avo beilu shisha loyhoyu moidim loychavei revshi b'shami mekilim b'sula machmirem. Kol ha'oima dabar b'shem oimroi. Vatane shochach, the Tana forgot, like that means the Tana knew this machlokes from Rabbi Yossi. Vlayhiskil shmoi betchila, but he didn't mention that he heard this machlokes b'shem Rabbi Yossi. V'chozer v'hiskil shmoi. So then later, chapzach that this he had heard from Rabbi Yossi, that this is Mikulei Bei Shammai Mechumrei Bei Silu. So he said, now he mentioned in the Mishnah, to be a Oimer Dovo, B'Shem Oimroi, Shemei Bei Gula Lo'ilo. I once, Zeche to hear a shmuz from Abel Yelapion, Zecheinu Lebroche, and he said, Pshat, in this Maima, Kol Oimer Dovo, B'Shem Oimroi, maybe Gula Lo'ilo, what is the connection? So he said over a Maisa and Nach that when Gideon went to have Muhammad, they first went, I think, with 10,000 soldiers and they whittled down to 300. And the Rabbi Nishlom said why there were too many soldiers going, because Panyaimru Yisrael, maybe the Yidden will say that it is us that is that is that that's our koyach that we menatzeich in the Muhammad. So therefore, when it was whittled down to 300 soldiers, then they realized it was not them, it was Zichr v'Yad Hashem, and the Rabbi Nishon brought the Yeshua. So he says, we see from here a Yesod, that the Rabbi Nishon will not bring a Yeshua if Klal Yisrael will be miyachas the Yeshua to themselves. That's what the Rabbi Nishon says. First let the lot go away, and then I can bring a Yeshua. What is the Inyan Kalayma Dabal Shaloi B'Shem Aymrei? A person says something Shaloi B'Shem Aymrei. What is Pshat? He saw Abkebegez Akasha. He comes over, looking, comes over to Shimon. Tells Shimon, nope, I'm a Merdek Akasha at the Gemara. Yeah, what's the Akasha? Tells him the Akasha. Ooh, what? You're going to Elam. Merdek. You have a Teres to the Akasha? Yeah, I thought of a Teres. Tells him over Abkebegez Teres. So what did he do? He took Rabbi Kebegis Chochmeh, Rabbi Kebegis Yegiyah, and he's mishabed with Rabbi Kebegis Chochmeh Yegiyah. This person, for such people, there'll never be a gula, because the Rabbi Nishon would bring a Yeshua, he'd say back to the same thing. It's me. It's Kaychi B'Yitzim Yodi, also the Yisachayel Azeh. So if you have such people that take Yenims, and the miyachas it to themselves, so there never will be a gula. Kolayim adobo b'shem amrei. So that means he knows. Listen, who the bailam of this chiddush is. So memela by such people, there can be a gula. So when the Rabbi Nishon will bring a Yeshua, he'll be able to miyachas it to the baal haYeshua, and he won't be miyachas it to himself. We see Amir the Kizach, I mean, this whole Rabbi Yossi just said this was a Machlach, I mean, this wasn't a Psazashtik Teire from Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said that this is Mikulei Beishamei Mechumre Beisul. This case is a Psamaima, as he heard from Rabbi Yossi. But he heard it from Rabbi Yossi. This is Rabbi Yossi, it seems, this Chalukei Deis in this, the Shisha Dvom, which others, Rabbi Yossi said this, so Memele, he felt obligated to bring down this Maima of Rabbi Yossi, that everyone should know that this was said B'Shem Rabbi Yossi. Tana Agra Chamuet Rabbi Abbe, Oif Ugvino Necholim Bapikoyen. Agra said over a maimer that he heard from his Rebbe, a bereise, the maimer was said as follows, that oif ugvine, besar oif ugvine, necholin bapikoyren. Bapikoyren means derech hefker, there is no necessity of zehiris between oif and gvine. Who tonilo? So he said over this maima, and then muambala. Then he explained the maima the way he understood it. Belay netilas yodayim ubelay kinuach haper. That means we'll see by other things. There is a need of netilas yodayim bekinuach haper. Kinuach haper we'll see later means the one is mechuyif to eat something between basal and between chalav and basal, min and basal, to clean out the mouth. But oif or gvina, it's hefkedik. There's no hagbolas that are needed. There's no need of netilu shadayim. There's no need of kinua chapet. So Rashi, bapikoyren derech hefker. You have to be careful between one and the other. Hu Tani, Kach Kiblo Sedura Mirabi, that he heard from his Rebbe. Vuhu Omalo, Vuhu Pirsha Misvore Shaloi. The Maya Pikoirin. What is the Taicha Pikoirin? Vuhu Kinoa Chape. You don't need Kinoa Chape. Shimochal Ze. Ubikesh Lechel Ze. And so little yoda ulakaneh, he doesn't need natilish yadayim in kinuach haper. Aval bipsar be'eme, but this paraisa was said specifically by basar oif. That was the oif ugvine necholim bapakayot. Aval bipsar be'eme boi kinuch kidlakamon shloye nidvak klum min harishain bachanichov. That the first machel that he eats should not be nitvak on his palay. So there you need kinuach. Look to Gemara weiter. The Gemara says Amaisa. Ikla Rab Yitzrok Berei de Rab Misharshi Ikla Lebei Rab Ashi. He came to the house of Rab Ashi. Aisulei Gvine Ochal. He ate the Gvine. Aisulei Bisre Ochal. They brought him meat. Ochal. He ate it. Blei Moshe Yodei didn't wash his hands. Finish. He ate. He had fresh cheese and then he had meat. Omri lei, so they asked him, Botoni agre, chamur de rababe, oif ugvine necholim bapikoiren. But there's no need of zehiris between, beloine til shadaima beloikinu achape, of oif ugvine in, boso ugvine loi. Omalahu hani mili balaylo. That's what you need, netilas yadayim, between basar and gvina, that's dafke at night, that you cannot observe and inspect your hands to see if they are really clean. I will be yamama chazine, but by day, if you see your hands are clean, is memela, so then you don't have to wash your hands. There's no din netilas. The whole din netilas to cleanse the hands. I see that they're clean, so I don't have to wash my hands. So Trashi, Oka Chazinon, Yadayim Reikoniyais. I see the hands are clean. Shein Dovok Behem Klum. Nothing is stuck to them. So memela, there's no din of netilas. Zok to Gemara weiter. Tanya Beishamei Oimrim Mekaneach. Beishamei said, you Mekaneach, that will see, you eat something to be mardo between one achila and the other achila. Beisilul Oimrim Mediach. And Beisilul said, you rinse your mouth, you rinse your mouth. So the Gemara asks, my Mekaneach or my Mediach? What does mekaneach mean, or what does mediach mean? Ilei me beishami oimrim mekaneach, b'loi boi mediach. Beishami holds, let's see what Rashi says. Ilei me beishami oimrim mekaneach pip, you clean out your mouth, b'loi mediach b'mayim, you don't rinse your mouth, shaki nuach yofe min ha'doche. Eating something in between, basar gvinem, that's better than hadoche. Lehuskere kan hadoche. So bishamei holds mikaneach. You have to make yinuach with a machu. Ubeisil loimim mediach, v'loi boi kinuach. Leisagi lei bikinuach, beisil holds fakel. So the first mahalach in the Gemara was that the machlokes beishamei and beisilul is which is better. Beishamei holds kinuach is better, so you have to make kinuach. Hadocha will not help. Beisilul holds hadocha is better, so you make hadocha and not kinuach. Fine. If we'll learn like that, elohoda omar Rabbi Zeire. Rabbi Zeira said, "Ein kinuach pe elo bepas. Kinuach is only bepas. That's how you make kinuach. So if we'll say that the machlokes beishami beisilul is if kinuach helps or not, Beishamai holds it helps, Misalot only Adoche helps, is Keman ke Beishamai. So Rebzeir is saying, according to Beishamai, forget, according to Beisilu, you need Adoche, Kinuch doesn't help. So that can't be. So the Gemara wants to say a second Malach. Ela Beishamai Oimrim Mikaneach V'loi Boi Mediach. Like we said before, according to Beishamai, Kinuach is better than Hadoche, and you don't need Hadoche. Ubeisil oimrim af mediach. You need both. That's pshat. You need Sai Kinuach and Sai Hadoche. So it comes out that everyone holds you need Kinuach. So it comes out Rab Zeire is going according to everyone. Because Beisilul also holds that you need Kinuach. He holds, he's Moisif, you need Adocha also. Like the Gemara, if that would be Pshad the Machloikis, Avalei Mikulei Beishamai, Umechumrei Beisilul, Lisnaye Gabi Kulei Beishamai, Vechumrei Beisilul. So why was it in Mesechtes Idyas, they bring down all the Chumrei Beisilul? So this should have also be brought down that according to Beishamai it's Mekaneach, according to Beisilu you need Kinuach and Hadoche. Elo, so the Gemara says Elo Beishamai Oimrim Mekaneach Vuhu Adin Lamidiach. Beishamai holds that either one is sufficient. They mention Mekaneach Vuhu Adin Lamidiach. So the Gemara is saying there's no machlokes. He just really both are equal, and he said one, and who had in the other, and there's no machlokes. The male, there's no problem now with Rabbi Zeir because Kinua helps according to everyone. Let us see Rashi. Elim Cain. Ein Kinuach Pem. This is Rabbi Zeir's Mem. Ein Kinuach Pem Lahach Shel Lechel Boso Acha Gvine. Elim Cain. Konche Bepas. The Kinuach Hapas. She Oichel Hapas. Meintayim Hi Yofe. The Kinuach of Achilles Pass is good. Neima Beishamai Di Beisil Adoche Boy Lehuska Kinuach. So then the Gemara wanted to say, no, Beishamai holds, you need Kinuach. In Beisil holds, you need Kinuach plus Adoch. So the Mele Rab Zeir is good. Af Meidiach. Tavai Vina. Become a Rabbi Zeir, the Kinuach, Beilamal, Bepasu. Rabbi Zeir just told us how you make Kinuach. And everyone holds, you need Kinuach, and Beisil holds, Kinuach plus. Frek de Gemore, Belisnai, Bemeseches Idias, Shekol, Kulei, Beishamai, Vachumrei, Beisil, Nishnu Sham. So the Gemore says, so the Gemara said, I didn't think it over. Who had been the Tavayo Beina? Oh. That, so the Gemara, the Maskonis HaGemara is that you need both. Oh, that's Pshat. Beishamai Oimim Mekaneach Vuhu Adin LaMediach. That you're Mekaneach and you're Mediach also. You need both. Beisilomi Mediach Vuhu Adin LaMekaneach. Both of them hold, you need both. But he hopped on Kinuach and he hold Tadocha, but both need both. Zachte Gemara weiter, Gufe Omar Rabbi Zeire, and Kinuach Ape Elo Bepas. That was the Memra of Zeire we had before. You can only clean out your mouth to Achilas Pas. Vahani Mili Bidechiti. That is Pas of Chitim, Avul B'desari Loi. But if you'll have Pas of Soirim, will not make a Kinuach. זאת רשי, בדסר אלוי, בבני שמספרל בסייך הפה, because it crumbles, ואין אוי נקשר יחד כשלא יצא. When he chews it, it doesn't unite and become a larger stick. He says, if it's nikshar yachad, so it seems, so this achila is mekaneach, the pet. But if it crumbles, by seirem it crumbles, so it won't accomplish anything. Levichach einoi mekaneach. That is the member of Rabbi Zeira, that what he said, you need pas chitim. And that what we said, that pas chitim is good, elo bekriro, that's cold bread, avol bechamimo, but if you have warm bread straight out of the oven, mishtar shotri, let's see what Rashi says, shotar, if it's warm bread, naserach, it gets soft, v'nidvak becheich, and it seems when it's soft, it doesn't do a proper job of kinua. V'dugmasoi ba'asoicher, ishtar mishtar, ashtar mishtar, tach boishes alayin. This is a type of a dressing, an ointment that's put on the ayin. It's a dobarach mistam. It's used to put over the eye. So it's a dobarach, v'nidvak. But al kaponim, it's not good for kinuach. So now we have here two halachas, that even though you have to make kinuach at pas, but there's certain halachas, dafke pas chitim, and not pas oirem, and pas chitim, that's krire, and not chamime. Ba'ani mili berechicha, and that's dafke pas, that's soft. Avol bakushe, but if you have hard bread, so light. So then the hard bread is going to crumble again. If you have hard bread, so then it's equivalent to pas soirim. What does Rashi say? Akushe koshe yoisamidai, if it's very hard. The gamu mispara besoichapek is shel soirim. This is equivalent to soirim. So this is the memra of Rabbi Zeira. The hilchese, belalocha we paskin, b'chol mili havi kinuach, levar mikimcha, tamri v'yalkin. So kimcha, tamri v'yalkin, Rashi says, raki name, but all other things, one can make kinuach. Zog the Gemara weiter, boi minei Rav Asi merab Yoichne. Rav Asi asked from Rabbi Yochanan, kame yishe bein bosor legvine. That means a person ate meat, and now he wants to eat cheese, milchiks. How much does he have to wait? Omar lei v'loi klum. Doesn't have to wait, he can eat right away. Eini, so the Gemara says it can't be like that. For Omar Rav Chizde said, Ochel boso, osa lechel gvine. Not let eat right away gvine after boso. Gvine muta lechel boso. So, elo, so the shaila wasn't how much you have to wait after boso to eat gvine, because, and it can't be the answer below klum, because it's also to eat gvine after boso. Elokam, the shayla was Elokam yishe ben gvina lebosa. If he ate gvina, how much does he have to wait to eat bosa? Omalei v'loiklum. And he don't have to wait. Gufa omar Rav Chizde, ochal bosa, osa lechel gvina. Gvina muta lechel bosa. Omalei Rav Ache, Bar Yosef l'Rav Chizde, Boso shebein hashinayimau. That means the shayla was, he waited already. We'll see later what the shir is to wait. He waited already. But now he finds between his teeth some basa. Can he now eat the gvina without flossing his teeth, without taking out the basa? Or does he have to take out the basa before he eats the gvina? Kogayalei habasa oidenu bein shineya. He told him, the pasuk says that basa that remains between the teeth is called basa. Habasa oidenu bein shineya. So therefore, if he waited in the still basa between his teeth, that is a shame basa, and definitely he has to go and floss away this basa before he wants to eat the gvina. But then he can eat the gvina right away. Let us see Rashi. Bein basa ligvina, mashme sha'ochal basa, b'roitze lechel gvina. He ate basa, now he wants to eat gvina. So he told them, osa lechel gvina. So now here Rashi enlightens us. Mishum de basa Moitzi shumen, the basa gives out a fatty taste, v'hu nidvak bepeh, v'hu marich betaymoy, and the tam remains. So memele, so therefore you have to wait between achilas basa and achilas gvina. Basa shebeina shinai, so yes, the mashayla, michoshev basa. Is this called boso? Shloi lechel gvina imoy achi yitlena, that he shouldn't eat any gvina achi yitlena till he'll take out the boso. So he told them, the posuk says, ha boso eidenu alme mikri boso. By says it's called boso. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar ma'ukve, ano loho milse chalo bar chamo. In this inyan of shehiye, bein boso legvine, that means to be a boso, that we had Rav Chisda had said, ochel boso oso lechel gvine, so ma'ukve said, and no, the iser of eating gvina after boso, in the anhogis of my father, I'm chalo bar chamro, legabi yabe. Legabi my father, I'm like vinegar, the son of wine. That means my father was moirdik mahadar in the richuk of gvina from boso. And I'm not on that madrege. The ilu abe, ki have ochel bisre hoidno, when my father would eat now boso, lai have ochel gvine ad lemocho, he would not eat cheese, ad lemocho ki hoshato. That means he would wait a mess less, he would wait 24 hours, to eat cheese, that was the precious of my father. Ve'ilu ano, b'ho suda sohu d'loy achilne. In the same suda, I will not eat cheese after meat. V'suda sa'achita achilne. But by the next suda, I eat already. I eat already gvina. So I'm chalo bar chamro. I think they bring down the Mechitzas Rabbeinu that Rabbi Yankiv said, and was it so difficult for him to emulate his father? So he said that zicher, this was a niyug of precious of his father. That was not me'iker adit. Was a niyug of precious. And if one is misnaig be precious in these inyonim, you don't do it on one thing. That means if in the Yonei Basa B'cholov you're going to be, have a Shulchan Aruch of a Parush, there are many things that you have to be patient. You don't pick one thing and then say, oh, this I'm going to do. This Dalga of Prishis will involve many in Yonim and Basa B'cholov, and that he held he's not capable of doing. So he didn't do any of them. That means it's either I'm this dog of precious, so I do all anogas of precious or not. And he was not up to this dog. So Mamela, so he didn't do anything. She just did what the din was machayev. Now let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis, Rabbi Yossi, Hainu Tanakamit. The Gemara asked Akashe, the Tanakamit said that Beisilu was Machma over Beishamayim. Rabbi Yossi said, Mikuli Beishamayim Bechumi Beisilu. So he said, Mamish. What the Tanakhama said. Like Taisvis, the Gemara says a whole shtick title. So Taisvis had a problem. Why didn't the Gemara ask on Beisilul also? Beisilul said that Halo is also like Achila. That's the first mission in Kolaboso. So Beisilul, I need Tanakhama. Also Lali, Shemadvina, Ala Shulchan. Chutzmi, Dogim, Vachadam. A Beisilu loy porich hainet hanekame, dochi koma, this is pshat, the dovol ze machloikis beishamei Beisilu, that's pshat in our Mishnah. That what it said in the previous Mishnah, that one is not allowed to be male bosor im gvine, which includes all bosor, filo bosor, this is a machloikis beishamei Beisilu. The ainzes stoma va'acha kach machloikes beisham imokim beisilul einay mishnah. Oiv ugvine ein in boso ugvine loy. Now this is a yisaidis ketaisvitz. We had a memre of Agra. Agra said, Oif ugvine necholim bapikoyren, lintil shedayim b'loi kinuach, but oif uboso yini. Then the Gemara brings a maise with Rabbi Yitzchok, bereid Rab Mesharshir. They brought him gvine, and then they brought him boso. And he didn't wash his hands, and they asked him a kasha from the Zadik, from the Loshen of Agra, Dafka, Oif Ugvine, not Bosa Ugvine. For Taisvis, Tema, the Heichi Porich, Migvina Acha Bosa, a Bosa Acha Gvine. The Gemara is mixing up these both things. Agra was speaking about Oif Ugvina. So that means he ate Bosa Oif first. So he said, so that's Papi Koyren, you don't have to be Nizer. After Bosa Oif, you can eat Gvina without any Hagbolas. But after Bosa, they're allowed to eat Gvina after the Gvina after Bosa. That's so he's talking about. After Fleisch eats Fleisch, you're not allowed to have Gvina. The Maise of Rabbi Yitzchak Bereiter Rab Mesharshe was the other way around. He ate Gvine, and then they brought him Boso, and they asked from Agra. And Shuldik, Agra is talking about Gvine after Boso. And by Rabbi Yitzchak, it's Boso after Gvine. So what's the kasha? Taima. The Heichi Porich Migvina Acha Boso, which Agra is speaking about, Abosa Racha Gvine. The Rav Yitzchok Gvine Vachkach Bosa Rochu. Who says there's a difference? They're not the same. Gvinacha Bosom Bosracha Gvine, Kediyama Besamach. We just learned this Gemara. This was a memre of Rav Chisda, Ochal Boso, Osa Lechol Gvine, Gvine Muta Lechol Boso. So what's the Shaila? What are you asking? What are you asking on him? Amor de Kekashi. So Taisa says to Malcham, V'yeshloim Adohi Porch, the Bereise, the Agre, Mashme, Oif Ugvine Necholim Bapikoyren, Belina Tila Shedaim, Beloin Kinua Chape. That's, you write, Oif Ugvine. Avo Shabos, Boy Netila Bekinua Chape. They need Netila Bekinua Chape. Veichidomi, there's a dik, oif agvine, the sky's the limit. Afilo oif first, achakach vine, no problem. Now there's a dik, but by boso, it's not like that. By boso, you need the tila vikinu chape. It's not hefty dik. You need something you need in the tila vikinu chape. Veichidomi, this dik, that you need the tila vikinu chape by boso, and gvine, how's it speaking about? If it's speaking about that boso was first, so then the netila bekinuach also won't help. That's the Gemara later that Mauk v'sadilo ano bahos dus sudos udle achilne le sudos achita achilne. That if you ate boso, and then you want to eat gvine, you have to wait till the next suda. So, and here I have a diuk, that by oif ugvine, you don't need netila vado, you don't need netila vikinuach. But by boso ugvine, you need netila vikinuach. I'm sure boso gvine, netila vikinuach won't help. You have to wait till the next suda. But that's the diuk. I have a diuk that boso ugvine you need netila vikinuach. Elolav agvina tchile sal kolchoch. The diuk that boso and gvine you need netila vikinuach and netila vikinuach will help means gvino boso. That's the diuk. It can't be boso or gvina because then the tila vikinuach won't help. So the Tanna says, oif ugvina, you don't even need the tila vikinuach, and you don't need anything. You don't need anything. That's oif first and gvina. But by boso and gvina, it's not like that. And it can't be boso first and then gvina because then the tila vikinuach won't help. You have to wait till the next Suda. So Al Kochoch, the Diik is coming to tell us that Gvino Boso, then you'll need it, the Tila Vikinoa. Boho de Nokat Hocho Boso Gvine. The Gemara is Medaik Akka Oif Gvina, but Boso Gvina. My dog! The Gemara doesn't mean Boso Gvina, the Nitila Vikinoa won't help. No, it means, Gvino Boso, Gvino Boso, it's not Apikoyren, it's not Hefkedik. You need the Tilan Kinoa. So, why did he say such a misleading Losh? Agav, the Masker, the Breise, Oif Trile, the Breise, where they're telling us a Kula in Oif, so there's a chiddush of oif tchile. Nokinami hoche boso tchile. So that, when he made the deal that there's a difference between boso and oif, he said the same way he spoke about oif, which was oif tchile, so he said boso tchile. But this is lav davke. Ubereise no kept oif tchile. And why did the bereise say oif tchile? Okay. The Bereis is telling us a chiddush. The Baisa Tonga said that by Oif Tchili, you don't have to wait, and you don't have to wash your hands, you don't need Kinuach. That's by Oif Tchili. So I have a raya that by Boso, it's not like that. You will need Netila and Kinuach, but it can't be Boso or Gvina, because then the Netila and Kinuach won't help. So the Diak has to be Gvina Boso. That's Pshat. So Mamela, that was the Gemara's Kashe. And Rav Yitzchak Bereid Rav Misharshie. Rav Yitzchak Bereid Rav Misharshie had Gvino Boso. So the Gemara asked, where's your Netila? So he said, by Yom, I don't need Netila. Rabbi Netam Meforish. Vechein Alochis Gdoilet. Rabbi Netam says, Amboruim de Kechidish. The Ochal Boso. That what it says, the ochel boso, osa lechel gvine. This Gemara we learned on Daf Kofei. That ochel boso, osa lechel gvine, hainu beloi netila vikinuach. Without netila vikinuach, that's in an ochel boso, you know, you have to wait till the next Suda. That's without netila vikinuach. Avo benetila vikinuach, Shori, then you're allowed to. Avol gvine mutalechel boso af beloi netile vikinuach. So the whole Gemara, so now Taisus is saying like this, the Benetam said, Abuyim de Kechidish. The Benetam said, there's no union of waiting, waiting after boso to gvine. This, if you don't want to make Netila Vikinuach, then you wait. If you make Netila Vikinuach, no problem. So you take your bosa, you wash your hands, you make Kinuach, Shalom al Yisrael, and then you can do that. Gvine v'achakach bosa, you don't need anything. Gvine v'achakach bosa, you don't even need Netila Vikinuach. Fine. Now, Umar Ukve. Now, we had a Maise, so it comes out, we just had a Merdeke Chedish, and the Tila Bikinuach helps. Umar Ukve, the Loi Ochel Atsude Achiti, there it says, he ate first Boso, he waited till the next Suda, Hainu Beloi Netila Bikinuach, that's without Netila Bikinuach, without Netila Bikinuach, he waited. Inami machmer alatzmei hoye. Fine, he was a machmer. He wasn't the father's madrega, but he was also a machmer. But meiker adin, he makes netila vikinuach after boso, you're allowed to have gvina. After oy, it's a hefker, you don't need anything. But after boso, ulapeirushay kosher. So now, he just, the Rabbi Netam was megala to us, that Gvina after Boso is also Mutter, so Gvina after Boso, is Mutter with Netila in Kinuach, and Boso after Gvina, you don't need nothing. Boso after Gvina, you don't need nothing. So now Agamor is doch Hashrek. Rabbi Yitzchak had Boso after Gvina, and the Gemor jumped down his throat. Had you Boso after Gvina? Agre said that Davke by Boso Oif is Mutter. And Shudik, Boso Oif is Mutter, that's Gvina Acha Oif is Mutter, but Gvina Acha Boso, you need Netila Bekinuach. That's good. But Boso Acha Gvina, you don't need anything. And that was the case of Rabbi Yitzchak. Leperushe Koshe, my pori chocha a Rabbi Yitzchak. Bezorich loima leperushoi, leinyin netilas yedayim, ein chilek, ben boso tchile, legvine tchile. Lagabi kinuach davke yeish chilek. So now, what does Taisva say? So Taisva says, when it comes to wash the hands, it's no chilik, which one is first. If basar is first, if gvina is first, you have to wash your hands. The whole difference is, the gabi kinuach. If there was gvina first, you don't need kinuach. If it was basar first, you need kinuach. But you have to wash your hands. So the Maram and the Marsha ask a kasha. So the Rabbeinu Tam himself didn't say this. Let's learn nothing about the Rabbeinu Tam. When the Tam forish for any risk doil is to ochel boso also lechel gvine, you know, to gvine aino beloi netila vikinuach. I want tila vikinuach shori. Fine, okay, you need. Avo ochel gvine. Muta lechel boso, apoloi netila bikinuach. So you need nothing. Now all of a sudden they said, no, you need netila. Kinuach you don't need. So the Marshon, the Maram say that netila bikinuach means both. That's pshat, the Rabbeinu Tam. That, Rabbeinu Tam, was the ochel boso, also lechel gvine. Ainu beloy netila bekinuach, you need both. Avo netila bekinuach shori, avo gvine muta lechel boser apoloy netila bekinuach, but you need netila. Netila you need, and it comes out, and the Gemara was machadish. That by yoyim you don't need any, you don't need netila. By yom you don't need netila, you can inspect your hands. So it'll come out that we said that gvina acha boso, you need netila and kinuach, that's palaylo. But by yom you just need kinuach. So that's how it comes out according to the Rabbeinu Tam. So, Merdik Chidushim, number one, you don't have to wait. If you make Balayla Netila Vekinuach and Bayom Kinuach, it's Mutter. If you don't want to do that, you wait till the next Suda. Va'oilam Noagul, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Shulelechel Gvina Acha Bosa Klau. The Rabbeinu Tam says, if you make Netila Bekinuach, you can eat right away. No. The Minig Olam, Vafilo Acharoif. The Minig Olam is Vafilo Acharoif. But here we had already a member of Agra. Agra said that Apikoyren, Vaav Ogav, the Tony Agra Oif, Ogvina Necholim Apikoyren. The mashma oif tchile, but he says there's nothing, maybe you need an atila by Dume, mishum de sova, boso oif becholov lav de reise. Agra holds boso oif becholov lav de reise, some amele, he was meiko. Like I'm a lonochi. We don't hold like that. We hold that boso oif, is that their ISIS and Mamela? We're Machman, we don't pass on like Agra. Umiya Kosher, the Raisa, the Agra Keman. Now, this, it's good, Agra doesn't hold that Bosarif is Hosminater, but who is it going according to? There's a three-way Machloikis. There's Rabbi Yossi Aglili, there's Rabbi Kivin, the Chachomet. So let's say like this. Ike Rabbi Yossi Aglili, ho aflechat chili shori, levashel, belechel, zaim zek, kedama lekama. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you're allowed to cook basa b'cholof. I'm not talking about, so Agra isn't going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. He said that after oif, you're allowed to eat gvina without washing your hands and shulding. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you're allowed to cook it together. You serve it in one meal, in one dish. Fine. So it's not going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Ve'ike Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds it, said Rabbono. So then it'll be very good, since it says Rabbonon, he was Meiko. Avle lemisne chaya ba'adayoyf. So why didn't he mention chaya? because Rabbi Kiva holds Chai Voifes Adarabona. So if this whole Kula is because Voifes Adarabona, and that's why it's Nacholim Bapikoyim, it's a mention Chai Oichet. The Doichek Lamide Kebeshamai, the Omri Ha'oif Oila Ve'ene Nechalips. Beishamai seems did differentiate between Oif and Chayim. Miu Ashkechon, so that's Beishamai. That's so Agas going to Beishamai. O Miu Ashkechon Nami Labeloz Abatzodik to Tanyu Tesefta Ke Beishamai. Inami Ke Rabbi Kiva. Taisus, maybe it is going according to Rabbi Kiva. That holds the boss of that Rabbonon, and that's why in the Cholim Bapikoyim. The knock at Oif, Mishum de Shriach. I mean, Oif is a Shriach teeth. Chaya, who goes and hunts for Chaya, so it's not a Yoni or Ziba, but Oif is something that's Shriach. Put in Chaya. Doch in Nami Kamalal Oif, Osami the Raisa, Commander like Rabbi Kiva, Bablimink and Nami Chaya. Rabbi Netam said Pshat in Agre, Taime da Agre Mishum, the Oif Einoi Nidvak Biyodayim Ubishinayim Vachanichayim. That Oif is a characteristic that it's not Nidvak. So Mamela, that not because Bosa Oif is at the Rabbonim. No, the Oif is a characteristic, it's not Nidvak, Vidayim, Bishneim, Bechanichayim, that's why you don't need Netila, Bekinuach.